So hashtags are a way to categorize our posts within certain topics and link any related content together. They were originally created by Twitter users just as a way of making tweets more easily searchable, and it worked so well that it caught on, and now it's kind of standard social media practice. Once you're creating your truly brilliant, beautiful, visually engaging, valuable content, skillful hashtagging can be a really wonderful promotional tool. In this lesson, I'm going to cover all of the best practice guidelines for how we can use hashtags on Instagram, both for polite internet etiquette and for successful growth. So the first thing to talk about is why hashtags matter. There's a bit of an art to choosing the perfect hashtags for your content and for your account. If we go too broad, then we find we tend to reach a really mixed general audience who, as we know, won't necessarily appreciate what we do. And if we get too specific, then we're more likely to reach our very best matches, but it's a much smaller number of people, and so growth can be a lot slower. So the art then is kind of in finding that balance. There are a few ways that hashtags help content be seen on Instagram. So how do hashtags create discovery? Do you know how hashtags help to get your content seen on Instagram? I ask that as a genuine question because actually there's an awful lot of people who are using them every day but don't really have a firm answer to that question. So there are four major ways that hashtags work within Instagram to connect viewers to content that it thinks they're going to enjoy. First and most obvious one is the hashtag searches. So it might not be a part of your own Instagram habit stack, but we know still that many, many people do spend time browsing hashtag pages via search in the app or by hitting hashtags when they see them in posts. There are specific genres and niches that tend to attract this more than others, as you might imagine. So someone is much more likely to look at hashtag bullet journaling, for example, than hashtag bananas. And that goes back to our old favourites here of value and interestingness. Somebody else's notebook is generally a lot more interesting and inspiring than somebody else's fruit. Hashtag search pages then are divided into these two grids. You'll see top and recent. And top is filled with this algorithm selected batch of the most interesting posts tagged with that tag. And then the recent stream will show recent posts being shared in real time. Because top is shown by default when you go on a hashtag page, making it to that grid to being shown to other people on our top hashtag grid tends to bring a whole lot more traction your way. So how do we make it there? With great content, with identifiable objects in our pictures, and with great engagement on our posts. It's not about who gets the most likes or comments in real terms, so you're not at any disadvantage compared to an influencer with 100k followers who's using the same hashtag. You don't have to match them like for like. The algorithms generally measure things in very relative terms. So for example, what percentage of people who viewed this post left a comment? And the percentage that you have could well be higher than someone with a huge audience, so you're matched fairly evenly. Now that second tab, that recent tab, will still get traction, but it requires an extra click, and a lot of the time people aren't taking the time to do that. And on large and really popular hashtags, that page moves very, very fast as content is constantly being added and it shows the newest first. So visibility under recent tends to be more powerful, more useful on those smaller, more niche hashtags. Even though they're viewed less often, they also are less frequently updated, which means you get a longer window of visibility to be seen and discovered there. The second way is hashtag followers. As I mentioned really briefly last week, when you go to a hashtag search page, we also can see that there's an option to start following that tag. And that means that we will then begin to see the top picks from that hashtag appearing in our home feed scattered out throughout the week. Two important things to note about this feature then. Only the posts selected to be featured will benefit. So that's the posts that Instagram has determined are the most interesting, the most engaging. And your post might get the extra visibility at any time from that up to a week after posting. So if one of your posts, you know, 4 days in suddenly starts to get a ton of new traction and you're not sure why, it might be that it's been shared to the people following one of the hashtags you used. Again, not all hashtags are going to attract a following. So it's worth considering which of the tags in your repertoire are most likely to qualify for this kind of interaction. And as before, all we really know is that the post that gets selected by the algorithm, it's not usually a human doing any of this picking and choosing, but the post that gets selected to be shared with people who follow the tag, generally they're ones with really great images, they've got super engaging captions, and they have a clear, visible message that is related and on topic to the hashtag. The third way is hashtag suggestions. So Instagram likes to encourage engagement with hashtags by directing people to them in all sorts of different ways. And it's always trying new ways for this. You'll see different things pop up and fade away. If you type in a hashtag to view its page, likely you will see a list along the top of similar hashtags that it suggests you check out across the top of the screen. And if you like a lot of posts from different people throughout the week, you might see a notification appear in your notification feed saying something like, you've liked 6 posts this week that were tagged with hashtag such and such, and would you like to follow this tag, or would you like to check this tag out? That last one I think is really interesting because it's sort of giving us a little glimpse into the algorithm's brain at work. Presumably you didn't like those posts because of this hashtag that maybe you didn't even know they all had in common. You just liked the content. But based on that behavior, it's able to look at what all of those liked posts have in common and come up with a reasoned suggestion as to what other posts and hashtags you might want to check out. The fourth way is explore. So the specific metrics that are used for hitting the explore page, that's the one that when you go in the app, it's the selection of suggested content that it thinks you're going to like. We don't really know how it chooses that. It's a bit of a closely guarded secret. But we know that this overlapping analysis of hashtags and content and engagement plays a really big role in getting picked to be put there. While all the artificial intelligence is able to analyze and read the subject of an image, things like the mood, the tone, and the message are still much better conveyed using hashtags. Instagram might know you like lots of quotes on a pale pink background, for example, but it's only the tag hashtag girlboss that lets it know specifically what those quotes are about and what kinds it should show you more of. So how can we use this knowledge to our advantage and make the most of hashtags without it turning into a full-time job? Fear not, it's actually as simple as just having the right recipe. So in the course notes, you'll see I share a graphic called hashtag hierarchy, and it's an inverted pyramid, an inverted triangle. So at the top, you have the widest section and it goes down to the bottom to a small section at the point of the triangle. It's a bit tricky to explain with words, so I'm just going to encourage you to go and check it out. But the important things to take from it are that the broader the tag, the wider the audience, but the less chance you have of being seen, and that more specific tags offer better visibility and reach to a more targeted audience. Some super highly specific tags are only ever going to reach a very small audience, but they might be your right people. So the example I use in the diagram is if you're a wedding photographer, there may be a hashtag specific to that wedding that the guests are using that you can tag your post with too. That won't help you reach people outside of that wedding party. No one else is going to be clicking on it. But if there were people at that wedding who liked your work, using that hashtag is going to ensure that they can find you and maybe book you for their own weddings or events in future. As opposed to something at the top of the pyramid, bearing in mind it's an upside down pyramid, so that's like the widest part, could be something like hashtag wedding photographer, which has somewhere in the region of 11 million pictures underneath it. You're not going to be able to stand out to those right people in such a huge pool. Generally speaking, the really big hashtags, so anything with more than 500K posts, tend to be so noisy, so broad, that they're almost not worth using. They also tend to attract a lot of bot and spam engagement. So if you're struggling with those things, looking through your hashtags and narrowing it down to some smaller ones can be a good way to reduce the amount of attention you're getting from those people. As a rough guide to start your recipe, I recommend trying to choose around 5 quite large and broad hashtags with around 100K to 500K posts, 6 middle ground ones that have maybe 10K to 100K posts, and 4 really niche specific hashtags that are very relevant to your work, your profile, your location. So maybe less than 10K in those ones. And if you're struggling for hashtags, remember I do send out my free newsletter every month with a selection of hashtags, and we always list how many posts are under it so you can figure out where they need to fit in your recipe. A few essential things to know about hashtags. Number one, always, always tag. So if one of your reasons for posting on Instagram is that you want to reach a wider audience, you need to be using hashtags to reach out to that wider community. It's not spammy. It's not a waste of time. It's just common sense. It's a bit like putting your book on a shelf of a library, but not indexing it in the card system, not sticking it in the computer, not telling people it's there and what it's about. Yes, someone might just happen to stumble across it, but if you can point people to it, then it's going to reach the right people a whole lot more quickly. The next thing is that you can post it anywhere. So you can post hashtags either in your caption as you write it, or you can add them as a separate comment. It doesn't make any difference to how they're read or how they're referenced by Instagram, but just remember that captions can be edited, but comments can't. Remember as well that if you comment a hashtag on someone else's post, it won't tag it. It won't show up in searches for them. Only the post author can add a hashtag to any post. take a look at your analytics. So hashtags are funny now. They don't always reap rewards. Most people find some posts actually gain barely any traction from them and then others just explode. It makes sense that this is happening though when we consider all that we know the above. Some posts are going to get a much bigger boost from the hashtag algorithms than others. And the more we pay attention to what works, the better we get at predicting which combinations of content and hashtag work are going to bring us that best growth for our posts that we have designed to be outreach posts. There are various theories out there about the perfect number of hashtags to use. Instagram lets you use up to 30 per post, but they also always give out this advice about using fewer. So generally, I advise to stick to around 10 to 15 hashtags per post. It's not necessarily that you will be penalized for using more, you probably won't, but it is hard to find 30 really specific, accurate hashtags that aren't going to confuse the algorithm, aren't going to throw off the point of your post. So less can be more. Make sure that you're using appropriate ones. And if you can only find 4 appropriate ones, only put 4 on. Add your hashtags at the time of posting. This one's really important. Thinking about that recent tab on the hashtag pages, it's based on when the picture was posted, not when you added the hashtag. So if you add hashtags immediately at time of posting or straight after posting, you're going to make the most of that visibility window. If you add them a couple of hours later, you've already missed your chance and probably moved down the screen. Avoid the obvious. This is another really important one. So really generic tags like hashtag beauty, hashtag girl, hashtag coffee, selfie, Monday, anything like that. They're so oversaturated that not only does your post basically have zero chance of being seen and even less chance of reaching the right people, but they often break, which means Instagram has suspended that hashtag or it's just been overloaded or it's been spammed to hell and so it can't be used right now. And the problem is if you're using a broken hashtag in your mix, in your list of little hashtags you've pasted in, none of them will work until you remove the one at fault. So there is no good reason to be using them and lots of good reasons not to, to make sure you're choosing much more specifically. Speaking of which, tag the specific. Sometimes it does pay to get that really, really detailed specificness in there. So books in the picture, brands that are in the picture, equipment you're using, any interests. A quick search before you post can tell you which tags already exist and which ones are in use by your community. And sometimes an underused hashtag is not a bad thing for tagging something like this. So if you're tagging a brand of notebook, you're trying to reach people searching for your exact content now or at a future date. So it doesn't matter if it's not super well used. Tag for mood. So one really great trick for wider, more general reach is to tag for the mood of your photo rather than just the details. This is why you'll see tags like hashtag live authentic or that's darling or nothing is ordinary. They have so much success because they're broad and inclusive, but they have a really specific common thread of feeling going through them that unites people. Mix it up. Do not, under any circumstances, keep throwing up the same copied and paste list of hashtags day after day after day. You need to keep playing around. You need to carefully choose tags based on the relevance to your post. Different audiences are going to hang out under different tags, and it makes sense to bridge into more than one of those. There's some pretty good evidence as well that using the same tags consecutively day after day might get you flagged as spam. It might even get you shadow banned. So try not to repeat on any pictures that are posted too close together. On a similar note, hashtags wax and wane. So don't get drawn into pasting the same old tired hashtags day after day, year after year. This is where my monthly email can come in really helpful as well. It's going to tell you what's trending, what's on its way up, what's interesting right now, and keep it really easy for you to switch in new hashtags and keep your list really fresh. And on a related note, search far and wide. There are so many beautiful hashtags popping up all over the world, from Japan to Sweden to Australia, and you'll find communities and trends there that you can tap into. So providing your right audience doesn't have to be local to you if your business is not specifically local. You can try playing into these different niches. You can even try using foreign language hashtags on your posts. Now, you can't copy text from the Instagram app, but you can via the desktop site. So if you're trying to copy a tag in an unfamiliar alphabet, or maybe you want to paste it into a translator and see what it actually means, open up the page on your desktop browser and copy and paste, and you can stick it in. As you're probably imagining, it's useful here to start keeping some lists. So you can use an app like Mosaico, or there's one called Hashtag Library. You could just use your smartphone notes app and collect together hashtags by different themes. So for example, I have a family list, an interiors list, food, landscapes. I've got one for autumn and spring, one for coffee, all of those hashtag lists saved. So I can add my favorites with a single click when I'm posting, and I just update those lists fairly regularly. If you tend to post the same topic on multiple days, you can make multiple lists, e.g. lifestyle 1, 2, and 3, and that's going to mean that you have different tags on consecutive days. One final nice thing you can do is use hashtags to categorize your own private content and connect the dots for your audience. So I have a tag, hashtag me and Orla's table, which is just all of the photos I've ever taken on my kitchen table. It's not something anyone else is going to be searching for, but I use it consistently on my own posts. And when people see it, they can click on it and it will draw them back into my previous content and increase my engagement that way. Sometimes people think they have to go back and delete hashtags after the fact, but there is no benefit to doing this. It doesn't harm you, but I don't think it's a worthwhile exercise. We've got better things to be doing with our time in Instagram and outside of it. So once you've posted them, just forget about it and move on.